After hundreds of episodes, Jamie Hyneman and Adam Savage have wrapped their final explosion for Mythbusters in epic fashion. NSTA reviewer Jacob Lickenstaff sums up his thoughts on the show's place in the science classroom.
In 2002, a daring duo launched a legend.
That was absolutely outrageous.
And Mythbusters was born.
I've written about Mythbusters before during their 14-year run on Discovery Channel. I've had both praise and constructive criticism in the past, noting that they had done a great service to make science popular, but they'd missed many opportunities to make the show more useful to science teachers. I know that folks have been using the show in class, not least for explosions that they can do that a teacher could never do safely in the classroom. There are quite a few episodes that could be used to illustrate isolation of variables because Adam, Jamie, and their co-hosts Grant, Carrie, and Tori were all careful about controlling their experiments to only change one variable at a time. I also appreciate one of Adam's regular lines. The difference between science and messing around is writing things down. In later seasons, the Mythbusters introduced more content that teachers could connect to the classroom for students and revised demonstrations that fans thought they had gotten wrong in their initial treatment. Episodes also began to include brief inserts that resembled a science notebook where multiple data runs could be displayed, or rough force diagrams included. The writers began to include international units like joules, in addition to miles per hour and pounds of force. For this column, I'll take a look at a couple of items in the grand finale episode. To go out on a high note, they included two major explosions and a rocket sled send-off for Buster. For those of you not in the know, Buster is the crash test dummy that took many years of abuse on the series. The poor thing's been dropped from great heights onto concrete and into the water, shot from a cannon, launched by a cannonball chained to its leg, and had clothing blown off of it many, many times. I'll come back to the other explosions, but I'll start by looking at Buster's last ride.
Yes, this rocket sled is Buster's chosen means of saying goodbye to the series, and it's going to get him up to over the speed of sound. For 1,000 feet to his final destination, being the superhero that he is, somewhere on the other side of this wall.
That's right. With Buster welded into position, he's gonna go supersonic for science.
They chose to send Buster out with a bang, putting him on a rocket sled and smashing him into a concrete block wall. Carrie, Grant, and Tori had used the same New Mexico rocket sled facility in an earlier season where they sliced a car in half with a metal wedge. This time, Adam and Jamie are here to pose Buster as a superhero and see what happens when a supersonic crash test dummy hits a wall. I go into a little more detail on the calculations that follow on the online and print versions of this podcast. Here are the numbers they provide. The sled is pushed by 10 rocket motors, each with 5,600 pounds of thrust, for a total of 56,000 pounds. The track is 1,000 feet long. They later mention that Buster was going 780 miles per hour when he hit the wall, and the collision represented 5 million joules of energy. Minor note here, they gave the force and distance numbers in British units, and the energy in SI, or international units. There's enough information here to do some interesting calculations, once we convert all the British units into SI. Note, I'm making rough conversions, as I have no information about how accurate all of their data provided is, and also you should treat this as a back-of-the-envelope calculation. Finally, I'm using the physics definition of work, which is a measure of the energy added to a system by applying a force through a distance. In this case, the rockets apply a force over a long distance, and that adds kinetic energy to the sled. The 56,000 pounds of thrust is about 225,000 newtons, and 1,000 feet is about 300 meters. Using that, I calculate that the sled could be going 950 meters per second at the end of the track, or more than 2.5 times the speed of sound. But the Mythbusters only report a speed of 780 miles an hour, or about 350 meters per second. Where'd all that extra work go? Well, the railroad track the sled went down has some friction, but more importantly, it takes a lot of work to push something through the air. The faster you go, the more wind resistance there is, so instead of getting to 950 meters per second, the sled and Buster only made it to about 350 meters per second. Another way of looking at the energy efficiency of this demonstration is that the rockets did over 67 million joules of work, but Buster only ended up with 5 million joules of kinetic energy. That's about 7% efficiency, which is just one reason that rocket sleds are a poor choice for sustainable transportation. This finale episode included two very grand explosions, one of an old recreational vehicle and the second a reenactment of a fan favorite, the disintegration of a cement truck with 5 tons of explosive. The first explosion is notable for the super high-speed camera they used to record the event. Typically, the Mythbusters cameras shoot 10,000 frames per second, while this time they have one which records 50,000 frames per second, and that lets us see some really neat details. First, the inside of the RV lights up as though someone was just turning on a bright orange light inside. Next, we see a shockwave propagating out as a distortion of the scene behind the RV. Now, the shockwave is what we see from the force of the explosion temporarily compressing the air enough to change the speed of light in air, bending it from its usual path. This compression is very short-lived, though, so the lensing effect travels out in a dome shape from the center of the explosion. I'm sorry there will be no new episodes of Mythbusters to look forward to, but there are many, many hours of cool demonstrations that teachers can use to illustrate things like isolation of variables, iterative design, and share demonstrations too dangerous for the classroom.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.
This is Buster's last stand. 1,000-foot rocket sled ride to the end in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! Whoa!